Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets if you are like me and you love the college sports.
This is The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge and Riley Auk. Streaming live on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Dancing down the sidelines! Can they catch him now? The Badgers answer instantly! There will be no undefeated champion on Wisconsin with an unbelievable stretch drive to the championship game.
It's over. The Wisconsin Badgers win 17-9. They are the first Big Ten team ever to win successive Rose Bowl games.
That is the best college sports town in America.
And this is the best college sports show in America.
Yes.
Riley Auk, I am Jim Rutledge. This is The Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show here on the ESPN Madison and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube streams. Welcome to the show. We got Evan Cohen joining us in a few minutes. So, Riley, we're going to jump right into the AD search. Honestly, starting. You'd think it had been going on for a while, but they have now officially hired an outside search firm, Wisconsin has, and they've also brought in a, I guess for lack of a better word, internal search committee here. Highlighted, there's a lot of different names on here, presidents, private equity people, so a lot of different business owners and people of C-level who have ties to Wisconsin and Wisconsin Athletics. There's also a student athlete who's on this as well. But the names that are going to stand out to, I think, most people are going to be Chris Ballard, who is currently the general manager of the Colts. He has ties here to the University of Wisconsin. Then you have Megan Duggan, who is the director of player development for the New Jersey Devils. And then you have Michael Finley, who is co-general manager interim right now for the Dallas Mavericks. So all three of those have ties into either player development slash front office work. And I like the names that are on the list. The search committee, I don't know. I mean,
what's your hang up?
I don't know exactly why they always exist. Like, do I need a search committee to go tell me to talk to Pollard down in Iowa State? And I mean, not that anyone wants Frazier, but talk to Frazier.
Well, I feel like everyone probably has their own unique connections to people that could be interested in the job or potential former alumni who knows a friend who knows a friend. And ultimately, they're the decision makers. Maybe have the firm go out and bring in the right candidates, and then these people evaluate, okay, do you care about the University of Wisconsin? Are you a good person, fit for the job? You have the credentials, but do you fit maybe our culture here? Maybe the search committee is more of sort of the culture thermometer, and then you have the search committee or the search firm sort of maybe go do all the extra digging.
I would say that
the
thing
technical
stuff. Well, and I think the firm, what they can do is probably bring someone to your attention that you don't know of.
Exactly.
And so it's just kind of funny that we've gone from Barry Alvarez saying, coaching firms, I don't use coaching firms, they use
me,
to, hey, coaching or AD firm, who should we hire? So
I mean, like that, though. I like that because it means they're covering all their bases and they're willing to go outside of their comfort zone. I said this in our special episode a couple days ago, but Wisconsin has been operating the same way essentially since Barry took over as coach and Pat Richter took over as athletic director. He revolutionized it for the time, and it was such a good engine that it kept running up until now, where there needs to be change made. So I like that they're going out of their way to make sure that they get outside input and aren't just going with people they know.
All right, let's hop to most influential person on this board. And the person that I want, and I don't think it's surprising anyone, to have the most influence on this specific board is Chris Ballard. With his ties to Wisconsin, and he worked for the Bears organization, the Chiefs organization, and then now in charge of the Colts. And someone who has been in administration and front offices for that long, to me, is qualified to do the job, let alone find someone who is capable of the job. Because everywhere he's been, they've talked very highly of him internally. I know some Colts fans, when we posted that maybe he would go to Wisconsin, they said take him. But that's an outside fan's perspective. Chris Ballard is incredibly respected around the league. And also, if nothing else, the GM here at Wisconsin's not in charge of finding out the players. They're about running the program. And that's where I like Ballard's expertise, is someone that knows how to run a professional organization, which is what college sports is right now.
Yeah, and outside of angry Colts fans, I don't think you got much pushback from anyone else when you threw out the name Chris Ballard, and I saw that picked up a decent amount of steam. I think people outside of Indianapolis, outside of Colts fans, would be on board with that decision. But personally, for me, I think the most influential person on this board is and should be Michael Shannon. He is a CEO of a private equity firm, KSL Capital Partners. He helped fund the Goodspeed Pier that we see at Memorial Union, Shannon Hall, that I believe the arts department uses. But he runs private equity. And you mentioned that college sports, it's now a business and it has to be operated as such. I was just reading an article about how the Big 12 Conference is utilizing private equity. The Big 10 is looking into private equity.
Classic Big 10.
Exactly.
Everyone else is doing it. Let's take a peek.
Let's jump in. And the Big 12 needs private equity. They have to use that capital, that money, those resources to try and catch up to the Big 10 and SEC. And if you're Wisconsin, you're trying to catch up to the big dogs in the Big 10 and the SEC. So you need to be willing to use whatever means necessary to get to that point. And while it sounds like a dirty word, private equity, it doesn't sound right in college athletics, I want Wisconsin to be able to compete with the best of the best. And if you need to use a firm, use some extra money from an outside source that it happens to be called private equity, I'm okay with that. I want Michael Shannon to make sure this new athletic director is ready for that.
I like Shannon on the board because I want his sign off. I want more people involved with big money, but also hopefully people with big money are smart enough to know that they're not the final decision makers when it's outside of their comfort zone.
Okay,
We're going to talk to Evan Cohen about that coming up next year. But the Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffel's, and honestly, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for summer. Save up to 30% store-wide, plus get amazing deals like a beauty sleep mattress for just $399. Riley, you should look into that. Plus, they're offering, I already have one. Plus, they're offering Steinhoffel's 18 months, 0% financing. So your dream space is well within reach. Head into Steinhoffel's or shop anytime at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffel's, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader.
The Memorial Day sale is on now at Steinhoffel's. The perfect time to create your outdoor oasis so you can enjoy the summer with family and friends. Steinhoffel's 60-month 0% financing can make getting your dream patio set more affordable. Save 10% or more store-wide, plus get amazing deals like a panel bed just $3.99 and this sofa only $4.99. Steinhoffel's Memorial Day sale. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com.
And now we are joined by Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN. Also important for this conversation, a alum of the University of Wisconsin. And Evan, I don't know how many times you've had the outlet to talk about Wisconsin athletics and an athletic director and this search. So we always know you got an opinion on a lot of different things. And I'm sure you've had a chance to look at this search committee, the internal side of it for the Wisconsin Badgers. And names like Chris Ballard and Michael Finley and Megan Duggan stand out. Who stood out to you, and who do you think should have the most influence on this new hire out of this committee?
Yeah, I, Jim Riley, I didn't know fully what they were doing with this committee until, honestly, it was announced, and then I saw it on ESPN Madison socials. So I don't know everybody in this. I'm not familiar with all of the people. I had to look some of them up. I'm still not fully familiar with many of them. Finley stood out positively. I think Michael Finley has been a huge success, obviously, in life post UW. Chris Ballard's a tricky one because it's like in theory, conceptually, the idea of a UW Madison graduate, ex-football player that's a current general manager in the NFL makes sense. If we're going to be honest, the general manager in the NFL that least makes sense as to how they are still employed in the jobs they're in right now is Chris Ballard. I mean, like, I know that sounds horrible, and I'm not trying to rag on the guy because maybe he's great. I don't know. But that one was surprising. Plus, you know, there's a lot – if you're going to go the NFL GM route, you know there's a lot of front office people with state of Wisconsin ties. Are you guys aware of this?
Yeah. I mean, there's
like,
a
– Josh Snyder,
yep.
obviously. Mm-hmm. World champion Seahawks, obviously formerly with the Packers. Elliot Wolf, Patriots, formerly with the Packers. John Spytek, general manager of the Raiders, who went to Michigan, I believe is from Wisconsin as well, if I'm not mistaken. Or has some – like, so if we're going to go that route, then Ballard's not the only option. I'm going to tell you, there were three to four people, that I was waiting to see when I'm looking through it, were they on the list? Okay?
Yep.
The four people that I was hoping were on that list of people that were involved with the search. Big Cat from Barstool, Dan Katz. I'm dead serious. He is a brilliant businessman. He's a brilliant content creator. He cares more about the University of Wisconsin-Madison than anyone. And as a fellow alum, I like to think the platform I'm fortunate enough to be on is enormous. He's enormous as a person and a platform, and he cares about the Badgers immensely. I was hoping he was going to be on it. He was not on it. I was hoping Tausch was going to be on it. He was not on it. I was hoping Joe Thomas was going to be on it. He's not on it. And you have to update me on her latest whereabouts, but I was hoping Donna Shalala was a part of it. Mm. A former president. I mean, she's the person, correct me if I'm wrong, that hired Pat Richter and hired Barry Alvarez and then went to University of Miami and was great there and then went into politics. Forget what side you're on, but had a high-level political career. And I was waiting for her to see if she was on it, and she wasn't on it. And then, I mean, you guys may – I don't know. I'll say it. That's the four I was looking for.
Yeah. Evan, you mentioned –
Riley, one other quick thing.
Okay.
Very quickly. Are they trying to separate themselves from Barry? What's happening here?
I mean, it doesn't seem like they're trying to be associated with Barry, really. That doesn't seem to be a priority for them right now. But, Evan, you mentioned Tausch, Joe Thomas, Big Cat. Those three in particular caught my ear. Big Cat is 100%. He's a fan. He's a fan of the university. He's an alum. Tausch and Joe Thomas, they're analysts as well, members of the media, but also fans. Like, how important do you think it is that they have a more of a fan alumni perspective as well as the current athlete, former athlete involved in athletics perspective that they clearly already have?
Riley, your answer is the right answer for anyone that is of and around your age, right? And you rightfully look at those three as fans of UW-Madison, and they all are. Okay, I look at none of them as the reason I wanted them on that list because of their fandom. None of them. I mean, Big Cat started a brand and a business from scratch and made it into one of the most valuable brands in sports that countless people want to invest in. That's what I look at and say, well, if he takes that mindset to UW-Madison, isn't that a good thing for us? People look at Tausch as a former player, both for the Badgers and the Packers. People look at Tausch as an analyst for UW football, obviously. We look at Tausch as Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. However you want to look at him, he has been A+, A+, A+. None of those are the reasons I would want him on there. You know why? Here's why I'd want Tausch on there. Someone could walk into a meeting, punch Tausch in the face, say that he's the biggest piece of crap on earth, and Tausch could say, that person's going to revive our program. Get that person. He has no emotion other than the right answer. And that's the exact thing with Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is as disciplined, responsive, and kind as could be, who doesn't make things personal. That's what we – this can't be about allegiances, alliances. This is not real-world road rules challenge. This is about what it is that we need for this athletic program. And we're talking about football because the women's sports are awesome right now, right? Mm-hmm. So we need someone, to Chris McIntosh's credit, we need someone to continue to grow the women's programs as we have done. And we have the best women's sports anywhere, which is awesome. But we need someone to help revive the football program, which is the lifeblood of all of this. So when I say Tausch's evenness, Joe's discipline, Big Cat's business, it's about, I don't care if Jim Rutledge has all these Wisconsin ties. If Jim Rutledge was a Minnesota person, but we felt like Jim Rutledge could revive the programs, put that person in there. That's why those three and Donna Shalala. I mean, Donna Shalala's had more success running things than anybody in the history of the school, not sports and non-sports, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone otherwise. And then the name you brought up earlier to Riley of trying to disassociate with Barry Alvarez, I do think that it is a strategic move. I do think that there are things they can still guam from Barry Alvarez. So I hope that at some level, whether it's through osmosis, through some of the people who maybe were around Barry, who've been influenced by Barry, and I don't know the influences on a Ballard or a Finley or a Duggan, where she might know some people or they might know some people that are still influenced by Barry or influenced through a trickle-down effect there. But for the perfect type of candidate, you kind of talked about not needing the Wisconsin ties. We had Pat Richter on a few weeks ago, and he was saying that a candidate, and he, look, he's the most humble person you can come around, so he wasn't saying, like, you should hire the next me because I'm great. He was saying it that he came from Oscar Mayer. He was running Oscar Mayer here in Madison. He honestly had to be talked into the job, and the main reason he got it is because he didn't want to move his family to Chicago. They wanted to stay in Wisconsin and Madison, so then he went back to Donna Shalala and said, I guess I'll take the job. But finding someone with those business ties, because he said being an AD has always been about customer service as far as fundraising. And that now more than ever, you have to make sure that you are, to use a term we always use, of under-promising and over-delivering. So I think someone with that sort of mindset that you need to go out and get money and appease people is the one that's going to be the best at this job.
And do you have a person?
I don't have someone specifically in mind. I wish I did. Yeah, I mean, Pollard is the name from Iowa State that everyone goes to because they're successful, but I don't want him.
You don't want him?
I think he's older. I want someone who could come here and build a legacy and not someone that might do this for 5 years and walk away, because I think this NIL rebuild and restructuring and all that will take about 10 years.
So, a couple of quick things. One, when the job opened, Pollard, I reached out to somebody about that, and they said, I don't think he would come to Madison. Not because he doesn't love it, but the person said to me, why would he take a worse job? Now that one, that hurt.
Yeah.
And this is somebody very much in favor of UW-Madison being the greatest school ever, right? Mm-hmm. So this is not somebody that is crapping on us. That's number one. Number two, if they're not going to bring Barry in this, then publicly state, we love Barry, but he's the one who led us to Chris McIntosh, and that was a failure. Somebody's got to say that then. Because I'm not calling McIntosh a failure. I'm not saying that. But if you're not going to utilize Barry, or if you're not going to say, hey, here's a committee, and then we're going to have our finalists, and then we're going to bring in Barry Alvarez as one of the voices on the finalists. Well, that I understand. If you want to do that, that makes sense. Right? Or if Barry's the red line, so to speak. It's like, all right, Riley, Jim, Owen, and Evan, we're sitting here, and we're going to have our decision, and we just – at the end, before we even share our decisions, we're going to have Barry talk to all three candidates and give us an opinion, an out of left field opinion. Okay, he's got to be involved in something, no?
You'd hope. I don't know if there is, and this
well,
is for the
truth. Then blame him for McIntosh. I don't want to blame him for McIntosh, and I don't want to blame McIntosh. I'm just saying,
you can blame him for the processes. And I don't know who, because there's no chancellor currently, and I don't know who has ties to Barry and who was around there. But he got heat for how he brought Brett in and named him head coach without following any of the processes you're supposed to follow, at least as far as hiring, state guidelines, and all of those HR sort of things. He just did his thing and hired Brett, and that's kind of what he did to a more PR extent with Mac. And so if you wanted to say, hey, you had it your way, we're not going to do it your way anymore because it didn't work with Mac, that could be the case that some people are making internally, that we don't want to have someone who's kind of just gone rogue involved in a process that involves a bunch of people. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Yeah, I'm just saying that he's a big personality who's made decisions kind of like what Evan talked about, that, you know, Tauscher and Joe Thomas have the same sort of like, what is the right answer, and I don't care about the rest, which can work, but sometimes in a bureaucratic side of things, it might not go over well.
Yeah, I just don't think, Evan, like, why does Wisconsin need to include Barry Alvarez? Like, sure, communicate with him that, like, hey, we don't think you made the right decision with Mac.
Why do they need to include him?
Yeah, why would they need to include Barry Alvarez?
Yeah, so the reason you would include Barry Alvarez is because we have to ask the question relative to football. Is Wisconsin football successful, or is Barry Alvarez successful?
I would say,
because if this whole thing is about football initially, have we been successful without his involvement, like, ever?
No.
Yeah. I guess if you count his athletic director stint, no.
Riley, if you're trying to find an AD to get football better, we're not talking – and by the way, if Fickell's there for 100 years, let him be there for 100 years if it's better. Like, mm-hmm. This is not about him. If we're saying football is the lifeblood of the university and football is the lifeblood of the sports department, has football at UW-Madison ever been good without Barry Alvarez involved?
No, at least not the way we hope for them to be good. I mean, at least the level we want them to be.
Brett and Barry would get together after games and they would go over tape.
They go on a walk every morning in their neighborhood. Right. So, okay, the best coach of our lifetime at UW is obviously Coach Alvarez. Yep. Who's second?
If you're going all sports, Mark Johnson. But otherwise, football wise, Brett Bielema.
Football.
Brett Bielema.
Forever. Yep. Forever. Who's second best coach? Brett Bielema.
Yep.
Okay. Who hired him? Who mentored him?
Yep. Barry.
Barry.
Paul Chryst. People wanted to run him out of town. The guy that everybody wanted to be the head coach at the time, Jim Leonard. Who brought him in as a player?
Yep.
Guys, you asked the question.
Yep.
That's fair.
Why would Barry Alvarez involved? Because if you care about football first, football's never been good without Barry Alvarez. On that note.
Yep. We'll see you later, Evan. That's Evan Cohen, former sportsmanlike and a University of Wisconsin-Madison alum. We're going to continue the jump around here as we are going to, when Owen is ready, get into Clip of the Week. But before we get into that, are you ready here? Wow, you're better than Riley. Yeah. Sorry, let's get into this here. All right.
Around these parts, there's only time for the best of the Badgers.
We don't know exactly where we are right now.
Why don't you own the Wisconsin football team?
We need to play better significantly.
They're spoiled rotten.
This is the Clip of the Week on the Jump Around.
Go someplace else. Go boo in a bar.
Owen's a quick learner. He's just a natural. He's a natural behind the glass.
We're trying our best around here, Riley. So today for our first clip of the day, or really our only clip of the week, we go to Jim Matt Molly. Sound familiar, Jim?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Back on Tuesday,
people like it.
I've created a proposed search committee of your own.
Yes, so we did this. Obviously, the graphic is created by ChatGPT, but we tried to put together one of people of names we would know, but also people we thought could be useful into this. And Joe Thomas, a name that was brought up by Evan Cohen, is on this list. Now, we had a list of maybe 15 or 16 people, and we tried to find a mix of entertainment, broadcaster, big names, maybe some money involved as well. So that was kind of how we did it. So, Joe Thomas, I'm going to give you it, then you can react to it.
Yeah, okay.
Riley,
we'll
here,
go down
make
the
any
list.
Changes if you wanted to. But Joe Thomas, football alum, Hall of Famer. Devin Harris, basketball alum.
I like those two.
Honestly, a fringe NBA Hall of Famer there. Craig Culver.
I mean, Culver's is just continuing to expand and get bigger and bigger. So
Kevin Harlan, broadcaster.
Love Kevin Harlan.
And his father, Bob, obviously.
Bob Harlan at the Packers. Yep, I'm a fan. First four, great.
Troy Vincent.
Perfect.
All right.
From what I've been reading, because people have thrown out, like, what about Troy Vincent? Why wasn't he on the committee? Would he ever consider the job? But I saw people saying that he could be in line for the commissioner when Goodell steps down. Yep. So I understand why he isn't as involved in the process.
Hillary Knight, obviously a fantastic
Olympic sport representative. Yep. Great women's hockey player.
We wanted to pick one media person, and maybe we kissed a little ass here, but we brought in Evan Cohen.
See, I think he'd agree with this. Probably swap Evan out with Big Cat.
Okay,
and there you go.
We went with, because then it starts to get a little bit like some of the ties. You could have gone with Jim Rome, because he had a student.
His son came here.
And then obviously Chris Russo as well.
His son also came here and works
so,
here.
Like that, those could be some ties in there. I'm fine with switching out Big Cat here.
See, I'm good with these first seven.
So here's how we started. We wanted to expand out a little bit. Mark Ruffalo is from Wisconsin. Wisconsin native. That's how we did it. So that's why we put his name on there, just for some like prestige. And then Oprah, she grew up in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And she runs an empire. Honestly, I don't look at her as a media personality anymore. She is a self-made billionaire.
Okay.
And so with her money slash reach slash ties to Wisconsin, again, I view her as more as, and that's why she's committee chair of, like, she just, she's a self-made billionaire, and there's not a lot of them in the world. There's some more billionaires maybe than we need, but not a lot that actually came from nothing and made themselves into a billionaire, and she's got Wisconsin ties.
Okay, so I understand that logic.
Yep.
I respect what she has done for herself.
Yep.
And how she has made all her money. If she was willing to just write Wisconsin a blank check, I'm all in.
Would
I'm all
in
on
Oprah
Winfrey.
She said, I'll write this. Because to me, this, like, if she's on the list, I think maybe the Badgers did this some too. You're on this list, more likely to cut a check.
Then I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If I have confirmation that Oprah Winfrey is writing a check to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I'm in on her being on the committee.
And Ruffalo is more of like, we're
outside
kind
of
hot options. Yeah.
Why the hell is Mark Ruffalo on this committee? Why Willem Dafoe? Let's get the Green Goblin on here. I'm pretty sure he's from Wisconsin.
He is. He is.
like, what is he providing? What?
We were just trying to spread it out a little bit. That's it. I mean, if you got a better name there, we don't want to get too much into the business side of it, but...
With Oprah, I just go back to the meme, like, you get a car, you get a car, you get $1 million, you get $1 million, come score touchdowns for us.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. If that's how Wisconsin's going to operate, we'll just give you as much money as you need. Money's never an object. I'm all in. Mark Ruffalo, he has a lot of money. Unless he can turn into the Hulk and suit up for the Badgers on Saturdays, I'm out.
Maybe
I'm
he
out
can make
Mark
a
Ruffalo.
Movie about the Badgers and bring in some NIL funds
okay.
from it.
There we go. Now we're talking. If we could get one of those like Netflix special documentaries.
Big Ten Network could use kind of a programming update in between the games. Maybe Oprah can help oversee that. You know, she had a network for a while, so...
Then we'd be talking.
Otherwise, maybe, I guess we could switch out Ruffalo for John Schneider.
John Schneider, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking. Then we have someone outside of Troy Vincent with that general managing experience. I'm a fan.
But all now we're getting into names that, like, I want them to be the AD, not just on the search committee. I want them to be running the show.
If John Schneider, after winning the Super Bowl in Seattle, came to Wisconsin as the AD, that would be awesome. I don't think you could get a better hire than that.
We are going to have someone on next week who I guess I would think could have been on this list or at least been called for the coaching search list. We'll have to ask him if he was. But Lamar Soup Campbell, he is in the Seahawks front office. He was part of their hiring process for their new Super Bowl winning head football coach, along with John Schneider. And then he's learning at the foot of John Schneider. And then obviously a Badger alum. What got his master's degree from University of Wisconsin, who then worked with incoming student athletes, got Barry ties, but they're not like direct Barry ties. They're more of, I was coached by Barry.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me become a man and the person I am today, sort of Barry ties, which I think are good. And then the last one here is that people probably don't realize outside of Bears fans that when they fired Ryan Pace in Chicago, one of the few people they kept around was Lamar Soup Campbell. And that he, along with three other people, were the search firm for Ryan Pace. And so he helped hire an NFL GM and an NFL head coach. So he is someone that is trying to get into this sort of field. And I don't know. He was tight with Jim Leonard. Maybe there's a chance he would have been part of that staff or on some level, too. So we'll talk to him. But there's a lot of people you could have put on here who have insight into hiring high-level executives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we need to have.
Yeah.
On this board.
I agree. And to Evan's point of you need to fix the football program with this hire. Like, this hire needs to fix the football program. Maybe Lamar Soup Campbell wasn't approached for the committee. Maybe they're interviewing for him the job. Give him the job.
Maybe next week when we have him on, we'll be breaking some news.
Yeah, so. That would be awesome. But that's the kind of guy who I'd want, one, on the committee, like you said, but also someone like that, I want them to get the job. I want someone who has experience hiring successful coaches and coaching staffs to be an athletic director, because that's going to be outside of fundraising and making sure Wisconsin is able to compete monetarily in this new college athletics landscape. Like, you got to be able to hire the right people, too. If you don't put the right people in place, it doesn't matter how much money you get, because it's not going to be used properly. So I do like that idea, and I like him as a potential candidate.
All right, let's get to the Twitter portal.
It's time for the Badgers Twitter portal.
Taking a look into the Twitter portal of this week. First, we'll start with Ryan and Bucky. With the portal and NIL, I think college quarterbacks are like the Sith now. Sorry if you aren't a Star Wars fan. It's the rule of two. One has the power and one will take over. For the Badgers, that feels like Colton and Hopkins to me. And I want to ask you guys, when is the last time you felt good about a Badgers quarterback room in Madison?
Probably Alex Hornibook and Bart Houston.
Really?
I was a big fan of Bart Houston. He leads the Badgers to that big upset win over LSU at Lambeau Field.
How much of Bart is his name? And he came from California. Wasn't he a California kid? Or
California. Like, he was named after Bart Starr all that. Yeah. Like, his name rocks, Bart Houston. And then Alex Hornibrook takes over, and he does well. He takes him to the Cotton Bowl, and then he leads the Badgers to that undefeated Orange Bowl season, save for the loss to Ohio State, the next season. I really like the quarterback room. And then you had Jack Cohn after that. That stretch, I really like the Badgers cornerback room. I don't think they're as talented as Colton Joseph or Ryan Hopkins, but at the time, I like that squad.
I mean, I'd take Jack Cohn today. Not to run this offense, but I would take Hornibrook or Jack Cohn immediately. So I would probably say that Jack Cohn, Graham Mertz, sort of team, like that quarterback room was the last time that I felt like good about the room. This stretch, I'll just like, Ryan, this is a long way to get somewhere with the metaphor here on Star Wars there, but we got there.
We did that. We did. Moving on to our next clip, I should say the portal. We have the new Big Ten opponent schedule for. Well, really across the Big Ten Conference, but we can see here the opponents for the Badgers this upcoming winter. And taking a look, I mean, you know everybody plays each other at least once, but you get three instances where you play a team home and away. This year it is Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. What do you guys make of the schedule?
Thank God it's only Illinois as far as like teams I'm afraid of to play twice. Because Iowa and Minnesota, I think the Badgers will do fine. I think they could sweep it. It's hard. I don't know who's on the roster. I mean, I know who's on the roster, but I don't know who they are for the Badgers, let alone other teams. Like, I know they played ball well other places for Wisconsin. I don't know what these guys are with Wisconsin. That's not a Wisconsin problem. That's a college basketball. Yeah. I just don't know who these guys are. But I'm going to bet on Illinois because they actually are bringing back a decent amount, some names that you'd recognize, Stojakovic being one of them. So I'm just glad that's the only team I'm like quote unquote afraid of. Iowa's good. Their coach is really good. He just got extended. But I feel like we could split against Iowa and then sweep Minnesota. In Illinois, it would be awesome if we split against them.
Hey, yeah, I think that very doable 4-2 from those three teams, from those home and homes. And then you get Michigan and you get Purdue at home. At the Kohl Center, which is huge. You don't really play. Oh, and could you throw that schedule up again? I don't think you really play any really frightening team on the road. Michigan State, I guess, got to go to the Breslin Center. What? UCLA? I think they could be better this season. But who outside of Illinois you have to go to and Michigan State? Like, you're not scared of any of those road games.
I agree.
You avoid the biggest traps.
USC and Ohio State's more of like, I don't know what they spent the money on. They're going to have money, so God knows who's on the roster. Again, I'm not going to pretend I know the roster of every Big Ten team right now with the portal switches. So could they have added some big portal splashes that I'm not going to enjoy as a Badger fan? Possibly.
Another thing I look at is you have both UCLA and USC on the road. So I'm very curious how they schedule that. Will it be
probably same week? I would
same
assume.
Week, entire road trip, or are you going to have two West Coast trips?
There's no way. They wouldn't put them through two West Coast trips. That would be absurd.
Yeah. You'd have to really spread it out if you were. So they.
Yeah, one right at the start of Big Ten season, one right at the end.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know if they travel to Oregon or Washington. As well, throw it up one more time. No, they don't. They host Oregon and Washington. So I bet it's just one trip. Yeah. I bet it's just UCLA and USC. They'll play in a week.
All right, moving on to our final look into the Twitter portal, and it is Wisconsin softball dancing for the first time since 2022 in the NCAA tournament. They will take on Baylor this Friday, tomorrow actually, at 12:30. Down in the Austin Regional. So big congrats to the Wisconsin softball team.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Come on.
Combined with the women's basketball team making a climb last year and looks like they're doing well in the portal. Could have some more sports to be proud of here at the University of Wisconsin. Softball, not one of them, going to the NCAA tournament. Congratulations to them. This has been the Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube streams.